Flying over the Atlantic, heading to London, I am relaxed, but still not sleeping. This is never good. I'm excited, I guess, but I know I need rest. Or perhaps I'm upset. My friend's wife is in the hospital. My sister told me while I was in the airport, and it's not good. It makes me think, as we all get older, how many more of my friends will fall ill, my siblings, my family? My aunt was so sweet. All my aunts and uncles, but one by one, and now we're of an age. I know my family is long-lived overall, but we have exceptions. Mama was young. So was Kathleen. I sometimes fear something will happened to me before my daughter comes to her senses, and I worry that if that doesn't happen, what it will do to her. I wish she were here with me right now. I would love to take her with me on this trip. Last spring, I fell in love with London, and this year I will see Dublin and Paris as well. I hope I can do what I would really like to do next year, or perhaps the year after, and take my sisters and brother with me on a cooking tour of Italy. And I want us to take my daughter to Japan and China, and I want to see Argentina. And finally, as I've always said, I want to go to Australia and New Zealand. These are my hopes, and I want to do these things while my health and my cognitive abilities are still good enough. I miss my daughter so very much. She is so sad and angry, and I fear she will be torn up with guilt if she continues to evade her family and her friends, and if one of us dies or if we fall desperately ill. I know I should have positive thoughts, and I know I am grateful for the chance to travel and see the world, but the reality is my daughter is not here, and I fear for her. I read one day not too long ago that we should all take some time to reflect on who we are and write it down, and what we want to do and write it down, and what we do not want to do even in this life, write it down, and a year later read about it and see if any dreams have been realized. See if anything you never wanted to do, you had to succumb, and see if you're the same person you thought you were. So my hopes for travel, to see my daughter, to hear her laughter, these are my hopes and my fondest dreams for 2018. I hope these things have come true or are on the horizon. Who am I? I don't know. What do I hope I will have to do? I hope I will never have to fire a gun or stab someone or even punch them. I hope I will never turn someone away from my door. I hope no one will ever say I am unwelcoming or unkind in any way.